it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. With so many stories, this kind of flew under the radar for the most part. And many people thought student loan forgiveness was pretty much a dead issue. That is apparently not the case. And joining us from CBS, Michael Wallace. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Larry, good morning.
So what are some of the highlights of this announced student loan forgiveness that has the attention of millions of people who are hoping that they are going to get some?
Yeah, well, a couple million people will. So let's go back a few months. The Trump administration gets back into office. They canceled a lot of those Biden administration student loan forgiveness programs and plans. Well, in March, the American Federation of Teachers sued the Department of Education, claiming that it illegally stopped providing forgiveness in some of these so-called income-driven repayment programs. 2.5 million people are enrolled in those. So this was about to go to court, and the Trump administration kind of caved a little bit here, and they reached an agreement with the teachers union that they will resume that forgiveness. So this is for people who have borrowed in two different kinds of plans. There's income contingent repayment plans, or ICRs, and pay-as-you-earn plans, pay-IYEs. These are mostly for borrowers who have been paying for a while, usually 20 or 25 years. So they will start getting some forgiveness. Of course, the big caveat here is we're in the middle of the shutdown. So the Department of Education would normally process a lot of these forgiveness payments and plans. So it might take a few weeks or months for some of these people to see the forgiveness or see the, you know, get their money back, depending on how long the shutdown drags on.
That's the great irony, is you can't really do anything about it now. However, it is good news for a lot of people who that was a contract made with the government, and they were promised this, you know, contractually. So it's going to take a while, but this isn't when people hear student loan forgiveness, Michael, as you know, a lot of people assume that everybody's getting a break, and that's not the case.
No, not at all. For instance, people who have signed up with, at the time, the Biden administration SAVE program, this is not covered under that. Those people still have to pay back. We should also point out, even these two programs that are under this agreement, the ICR and the pay-as-you-earn plans, you know, Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act, which Congress, of course, passed months ago, that act is going to phase out these student forgiveness programs in July of 2028. So even people who have had their forgiveness resurrected, if you will, by this agreement, in 3 years, this is all going to be wiped out anyway. So this is kind of these 2.5 million people, this is kind of a short-term hallelujah, grace, thank you, I'll get my forgiveness back. But in 3 years, most of this goes away anyway.
Appreciate the update and the time, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, Larry. Take care.
CBS is Michael Wallace.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.